welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match reaction for Aston Villa 0, Spurs 4. And this episode is brought to you by SofaScore. So the quickest football app going. You can help support the channel by scanning the code on the screen or clicking the link in the description to this video and downloading SofaScore for free. It helps the channel out massively. Oh, what an afternoon. Really disappointed with the result and the performance, and there's so much to go through and we'll go through it. So on this episode, I'm going to give my honest thoughts and we'll do a player rating episode as well. So in the comment section down below, you can put your player ratings in there as well and just comment your thoughts on how you're feeling, really. Smash a like on this episode. So let's get into it then. So we saw a bit of a tweak from Unai with the formation. And from time to time, we've seen when Matty Cash is on the team sheet alongside Akonsa or Longley and Pau that we sort of think, okay, he's going to play in that sort of wide role. But with Bailey in the side as well, it kind of never felt like that's what was going to happen before the game. So when we lined up on the pitch and it was sort of a five at the back, it was something different. I don't recall us ever playing a five at the back. I think sometimes we look like a five at the back with our shape when we tuck in and et cetera, and we play with three centre-halves and they all come across and we have wide players. But it wasn't like that today. So Unai tweaked the system to go with a five at the back. And first half, I felt like, okay, it was pretty, pretty even. We limited Spurs to any real chances on our goal. We had that real bright spark from about 20 minutes to about 30 odd where we were really on top. We were getting corners. We were getting that little flick on from Luca Dean. Ollie Watkins was clean through. Was he offside? I don't know. And he squared it to Bailey. But all in all, first half, with the shape of that team, I was more than happy at halftime. I thought that this game was well in the balance. But there was one thing today that really, I think, epitomised our performance, and it was the decision-making. Bad, bad decision-making all over the pitch today. Whether it was in the attacking third, whether it was in the defensive third, whether it was in the middle of the park, it was bad decision, wrong decision. And whatever we tried just happened to be that wrong choice. And we saw it throughout the game. That's what I saw throughout the game. Just bad decisions, wrong decisions, poor passes, putting players under pressure at times. And it's a bit of a worry now for me. And I'll be honest, the home form from Newcastle, Chelsea, United, Spurs, you know, big teams coming to Villa Park and us losing those games. It's just a bit of a worry and a frustration. And, you know, like I say, I don't know what you guys think, but up until halftime, I thought the game was in the balance. And then we came out second half and I kind of felt like Unai would have just adjusted things slightly and just got us to be able to get a little bit further up the pitch and just be a little bit more dynamic further up the pitch. I think you could see what we were trying to do at times. We were trying to put the ball forward over the top of their two that were sort of at the back. And that was a tactic that I thought we would employ in this game. And we were doing it. We just lacked that little bit of quality at times in the first half. And then second half, we came out and they pressed us. They pressed us really, really well. And, you know, I've got to give credit to Spurs because they were the better team. They pressed us really, really well. They made us make mistakes. And I just felt like when I was watching the two sides attacking today, it felt like Spurs' attack looked a little bit more refined. It had more energy. It was had more conviction. It was more lively. It was more potent. And ours was a little bit, on the edge of sort of a lack of calmness. I tweeted our group chat at halftime saying we need to just breathe and just relax and just focus and be calm and play that right pass. And Spurs second half just really ripped us. They exploited us. Their passing was really good. They were zipping it around. There was triangles, there was runs, and we just couldn't live with it. And I think for the first goal, you know, it was quite untidy from us on that right-hand side, and we just didn't deal with it, and they were through. And, you know, that's a world-class ball that's gone into the box, and Maddison's finished it really well. But that second, the second one, you know, the Konsa passing to Tielemans, that pass is never on. You know, you're giving a player a pass under an amount of pressure that we're being swamped, and again another bad decision that we made, and we were punished for it, and 2-0, and I'm thinking, okay, next goal, we just get that next goal and something can happen, and then McGinn gets sent off, and you know, the sending off, I don't think it's a sending off. I think it's very rash. It's very, and I think this epitomised that second half really. And we saw a few moments before that ball nearly came, and McGinn sort of won it back and kept it in play. And you know, McGinn was that driving force for us at that period of time. He sort of went in, won the ball back, and you know, we had a chance, and then the ball goes out on that left-hand side and he just steamrolls into him, kicks him. And, you know, he's kicked him quite aggressively, but I don't think it's like a malicious challenge that he's going to actively hurt him. I think probably, you know, a yellow card. I think it's a yellow card challenge. It's cynical. The bench goes up. It makes it look a lot worse. But for me, I honestly don't think that is a red card. I think it's a cynical challenge. You know, he's gone in it. But I think the problem with that from a Villa point of view is that McGinn's the only one in there that's having that tenacity and that bite and that willingness and that desire. And that's now McGinn's detriment, basically, because he's had to bring that level of that intensity. And hopefully the rest of the team could look at him and think, you know what, we've got to raise our levels here. And we've been done now by this red card, and we've lost McGinn for three games now. So it's bitterly disappointing. But I think at times the midfield was just swamped. I felt like at times, like Dougie Luiz, he was in there on his own at times. There was no one anywhere near him. And I think that was partly to do with the five at the back, because, you know, it's just basic numbers, isn't it? If you had more defenders at your back line and take a player out of your midfield and put him at the back, then you've got less players in midfield. So we're going to be swamped. And yeah, I'm going to try and have a look at it, and I'll show you what I think I felt like with the tactics. But you know, I mean, the three and the four, it's just Villa down to 10 men. And you know, but there were a couple of disappointing things in there as well, but we'll get on it when I go and talk about, you know, some of the individual players. But I think that's the overriding sense that I've got from this game. Like, I'm really, really disappointed, but I'm not going to come on and start like losing my rag and have a meltdown and just react really badly. I need to give it sort of a level-headed approach, really. I'm just not going to lose my head with it, because I just think that, you know, we've been done by a better team. A disappointing performance. I think Emery would probably look at it and think, you know, why did I do this five at the back? I think that's partly to do with it. We've normally played well after Europe. We looked a little bit... I don't really want to make an excuse and say we looked leggy, but we just lacked... We didn't look leggy. We lacked conviction would be the word I'd use. We lacked... It wasn't that the players' legs looked leggy. The decisions in the mind looked leggy. It looked fatigued. And that's what I think it possibly was. I think our decision-making was just all wrong. So we're going to have a little look then. We'll have a look at the lineup, and we'll have a look at the average positions of both teams then. So here we've got the team... now how both teams started the game, and I've tried to put them in the average positions as well. And so we've got the average positions of both teams. And as you can see, normally when we go with the four at the back, so a classic four, we'd have, you know, these three here coming across a little bit, and then we'd have McGinn in here, or it'd be Kamara screening. So there's really a lack of screening in this game because we've got sort of the four at the back that are sort of having that more control, and then you've sort of got your one winger going, your one wing back there, and Cashy's role wasn't advanced, it was in there as well. You've got that protection, so you don't really need McGinn to be coming in there. So, you know, you look at the basic midfield on the numbers, and something that's just startling here for me is that we've got McGinn and Louise in a double pivot, but the whole midfield is now being swamped with sort of Adoghi being doubled up. So McGinn's being doubled up with Adoghi and Maddison. And you've sort of got then what I was noticing in the game was Maddison then was moving across and sort of doubling up on Louise. And you've got Sarr in there. You've got Porro advanced. And we just looked swamped at times. And I think that was one of my biggest frustrations. But, you know, there was... the pleasing aspect of what we were trying to do was trying to expose these two at the back, the sweeper and the stopper, like I mentioned in sort of the match preview. And I felt like we got into those areas to do that, but it was just poor decisions in the right moments that sort of cost us in those areas as well. And, you know, Tielemans, I felt like didn't really offer too much, did it? And I felt like in this game, we needed everybody to be bang on it, really. So, you know, I think it was just a bit frustrating, but, you know, that's the observation I made, you know, with the tactics anyway. So, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you've got to say on how you're feeling. You know, it's bad news, I guess, for the top four race in the sense of Spurs have got a game in hand. If they win that game in hand, they're now going in front of us. So, you know, it's all to do for Villa, but, you know, just frustrated. And we've just got to sort of, again, bounce back now, get back on track. And it's time for Tim to step up now, because with McGinn out, you know, we're going to have to utilise Tim a lot more now and find another way. But frustrating, but I think, you know, when we went down to 10 men, we started to look a little bit more lively when, you know, again, poor decision-making from Diaby at times, but he was getting into some decent areas and, you know, we looked okay at times against 10 men. I thought, you know what, if we got that next goal, then, you know, who knows? But yeah, just really frustrated. And we've got a big game on Thursday. So we'll go ahead now and we'll do the player ratings, and we will have a look at the player ratings on this game and see what you guys think as well. And so, player rating time, let's go. So Martinez, it's hard, isn't it? Because, like, you know, he's conceded four goals, but has he really done anything wrong? I don't really think. You know, sometimes when you can see four and you can say, oh, keeper should have done better with that one, or keeper should have done better with that one. You know, he was really exposed, wasn't he, for most of the goals. So I think it would be very harsh to put Martinez in average, because I don't really think he did anything wrong, really. Konsa, you know, he's going to have to go in the average category, I think, because that poor pass to Tielemans at 1-0 absolutely killed us, really. You know, but apart from that, I thought some of his defensive work was good. Pau's work was good. You know, I think Pau was tidy. I can't really remember Pau doing anything wrong at all. Cash at the start of the game, I felt like he was playing in slippers. Slip sliding, passes going out of play. But, you know, first half, felt like he recovered well. And then, yeah, just got exposed in me at times. So, you know, average Luca Dean, average, didn't really do too much wrong, I don't think. Luis, I'd say, was pretty pretty average. I think he gave the ball. Did he give the ball away once? And then, you know, he was being like, there's so many players around him. Tielemans, I thought, you know, getting into that area now with Tielemans in this game, because he just didn't offer much, did he? He didn't show for much. I don't think we had that tenacity what was needed. So that was a blow. McGinn, I'm putting him in there because, you know, he was just a bundle of intensity. And I think if the rest of the team had McGinn's intensity, then we possibly wouldn't have lost this game 4-0. So McGinn goes in there. I'd love to know what you guys think about McGinn and the red card. Let me know if you think it was a red card or not. I wish we had got Kamara. Diaby can go in there. Okay. Now, Zaniolo. Very, very disappointed in Zaniolo. And, you know, I don't ever really come on here. I don't ever come on here and I don't hammer players and I don't hammer anyone, and I always look for the positives in a player's performance. But I was not liking what I was seeing from Zaniolo. There was a give and go from a Spurs player, and he just turned around and never tracked the man and just walked back for their one of their goal. I think it was their, was it their third goal? He gets done on the right hand side, and he's got his arms in the air, moaning, moping around, and doesn't has any desire to get back and track back. So really disappointed with that work rate from Zaniolo. You know, I think sometimes when you look at players, you can look at the quality of players and think, you know what, okay, you're not to that standard. But the work rate thing for me is massive. You know, I want work rate. I want intensity. I want off the ball control. And he was really, really bad. So, you know, for me to say that, then it must have been a bad performance from Zaniolo, because, you know, I just don't like seeing it. You know, I can, when someone does something wrong on the ball, I can look at it and say, you know what, it's just not great quality. But off the ball, tracking back, tackling, defending, you know, the willingness to want to get back and help the team. If you don't have that, then I can't help you. Do you know what I mean? I can't give any type of encouragement or any type of constructive criticism to the game. But really disappointing. Really, really disappointing for me. Moreno, okay. You know, got forward all right at times. Carlos didn't really do much when he came on. So I'm going to go just in there. Where's Watkins? I actually felt like Irabunan when he came on, I actually felt like he had a bit of drive in him. So fair play to Irabunan, because he had that bit of drive, that bit of confidence to step out and play that ball. So good performance. Leon Bailey, quite a game from Bailey. Just one of them, it just weren't happening for him, was it? And it just wasn't happening. And then finally, we've just got Watkins, I think. Where is Watkins? I don't know, where's Watkins? Ah, there's Watkins. Watkins, yeah, he had a bit of a, you know, again, loads of effort, loads of, you know, running for the team, but at times, wrong decision, poor decision, bad decision. So collectively, we all round had a bit of a stinker, didn't we? And we went sort of back to that Villa trait of before, of when one plays bad, they all play bad. So bitterly disappointing. But I think I've been pretty fair there, to be fair. Probably. I think I've been really fair there, to be fair. So those are my player ratings from the game. Like I say, I'm frustrated. But when you lose to the better team, when you lose to a team that's played way better than you, then I guess sometimes a loss is a bit easier to take, and there is plenty of stuff there for Unai and the team to look at and work on and get better at, basically. You know, Unai, I'll give Unai a rating as well. I'm going to give Unai that rating there because I just felt like, this is where I put Unai. I put Unai there. I just feel like when he gets it right, Unai, and it becomes a tactical masterclass, and we try something different and it works and we high praise, and when it doesn't work, then we have to be honest at the same time. And I can understand slightly, if I go back to the tactical pad here a minute, I just want to show you something why I think he did the five at the back. So why I think he did the five at the back was to cut out these here, these runs from these fullbacks with more protection. And I think that's what his thinking was. So we know Odoji wants to get into those areas. And I think Unai tried to cover that off by putting a five at the back there. So numbers-wise, we're okay. But it just had the adverse effect because we were left with a 5-3-2. And in midfield, we got done, and we got done out wide as well. So even with the width of a five at the back, we were still done because they had their midfield width as well. So I can understand why Unai probably wanted to do it. And I could see probably what that tactic was, but it just didn't work. And I think it held us back a little bit, really, with our rhythm and how we play. And we had to adjust to it. So, you know, plenty to work on. Love to know your thoughts. Support the channel by scanning the code on the screen or clicking the link in the description. It's free. And SofaScore, it's a great app and it helps this channel out. So cheers, everybody. Smash the likes. Help this episode get more likes. And just go to more Villa fans and subscribe to the channel if you are new. Up the Villa.